Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go behind enemy lines. Let's eye up the enemy on the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the Mason Crosby Show. Tommy Wirtz, Packers all-time leading scorer Mason Crosby here. And joining us now, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. You can find him on Twitter at BobbyBeltTX. It is Bobby Belt here, insider for the Dallas Cowboys down there. Bobby, good afternoon. Welcome on.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Hey, we're doing all right. Just excited to get your insight into how this Cowboys team is going to combat our new weapon, Micah Parsons, and this elite defense. And what are y'all feeling down there in Dallas?
Well, we're big believers in prayer down here in Texas.
you are.
That's going to be a lot of it. Look, you're missing more than a quarter of your starting offense right now. CeeDee Lamb's gone. Your center's gone. Your right guard is gone. Your two tackles are not playing particularly well in pass protection. So there's a lot of questions about how Dallas can move the ball at all or pass protect right now. And it's going to be a challenge for them, and there are going to be challenges on the defensive side of the ball for them with and the other things that they face. This is going to be a tough matchup for them, and one that I would imagine is going to favor Green Bay pretty heavily.
Yeah, I think that a lot of us in Green Bay thought the same thing last week when we were having this conversation with Cleveland, too, here, yeah. Bobby, and then a lot of humble pie having to be served here in Green Bay. We were feeling really great in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin about the Packers after 2 weeks. Now Dallas, it feels like a lot more caution coming into this here with the Packers and the Cowboys. Is it justified? Did you see anything last week from Green Bay and knowing that Dallas would play them this week that you can see from a Cowboys perspective, hey, maybe we can do the same thing Cleveland did, and maybe we can do it better. There is an avenue for the Cowboys.
Man, it's tough because you don't have a defense like Cleveland does. You don't have a defensive line like Cleveland does. Cleveland was able to obviously wreck shop with Myles Garrett and future Hall of Famer Malik Collins, just making things really tough on Elgton Jenkins. But outside of that, I would say, no, I mean, a lot of the things that I'm hoping for, like, all right, can I get 8 third down penalties on Green Bay again this week? Like, if I can get that, if I can get 3 false starts on 3rd and short, yeah, that'll help me out. That'll put me in a good position. But Dallas has so many problems with communication on the defensive side right now. They have so many problems covering deep. They play nothing but cover 2 and cover 3, which I looked it up yesterday. Jordan Love, I believe, is now 26 for 30 against cover 2 and cover 3 this year with no interceptions. It's going to be a tough – it's not a great matchup in terms of what fits. A couple weeks ago, Russell Wilson was able to pick things apart because he may not be the player that he once was, but he's a veteran quarterback who's seen a lot of football, and he knows how to go, well, I know what that coverage is, and I know they're not playing that right. Okay, I know how to pick that apart. I can still throw a ball 40 yards down the field. Jordan Love's going to be able to just, I think in a lot of instances, drop back, look, and go, oh, they're all mixed up back there. Let me press the ball down the field. I said it this morning on our show. I think this is the week where if I could get a prop bet on it, I would take 40-plus yard touchdown from Matthew Golden in this game is what I think could happen because that's the exact type of player that they struggle with. It's the exact type of player that can – take advantage of some of the communication and recognition issues that they have in the secondary right now. But really, I think for Dallas, you're just hoping, all right, can Kenny Clark, who I think you guys know over there, and Oso Digizua, can they generate enough pressure on that interior where it seems like Green Bay's got a little bit of problems leaking in pass protection on the interior now? Can we do that enough to just fluster Jordan Love into throwing the ball sooner than he wants to? That would kind of be the hope for Dallas.
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, obviously the goal is, okay, you go stop the run, but it sounds like that secondary is just kind of a disaster right now in coverage. So if you stop the run, then it's like Green Bay just goes to the pass game, and that's not a good recipe for Dallas. And that goes to right to like a specific player, Trayvon Diggs. Like, is he healthy? Is he doing, like, what's going on the outside with him? I know I've heard from like Cowboys and on y'all station talking about some of what he's been doing this year, not very efficiently. I saw a couple plays against Chicago where he was trying to press coverage and just basically missed the jam and almost fell down. So like, yeah, what's going on with him? Is he just kind of having a slump right now?
He worked really hard to get back in time for week one. So I think there is a thought from some people of like, okay, did not we just go, healthy. Okay, fantastic achievement, but like, were you really ready to be back? Yeah. I'll give him this slight pass. I don't think he's been great. I think a lot of what he gets credited for in coverage is not his responsibility. Mm. There'll be a certain instance a couple weeks back when there was Russell Wilson threw the deep ball late that scored the touchdown with like 25 seconds left. And then Dallas had to go down the field and get the field goal to send it overtime. On that touchdown, I believe it was that one. People were trying to say that was on Diggs. It was on Donovan Wilson. Like, Donovan Wilson is supposed to be the deep middle safety, and he's just not getting deep enough. He's not letting it go. Like, he's not getting back far enough. And you've got Diggs, who is supposed to play the right third, and it's like, well, he's not responsible for what's coming over the middle. I know you guys see him standing there, not you guys, but in general, you see him standing there. People naturally go, well, you're near this, and you look like you're chasing after him, so this must be you. And in reality, it's like, well, you know, you're in zone, you've got linebackers and safeties there who are supposed to knock somebody's timing off their route a little bit as they're going to go in that zone, give the safety some sort of chance, and the safety's got to give deep. I don't know why Donovan Wilson, a strong safety, is the guy they're playing at free right now. So a lot of this is just Diggs hasn't been great, but I think a lot of it is also just a collective miscommunication issue or guys playing out of position where it's like, yeah, when one guy isn't doing something exactly right, it makes all 11 look silly on a given play.
Bobby Belt, 105.3 The Fan, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Bobby, another question for you. You mentioned it earlier, CeeDee Lamb going to be out for a couple of weeks now for the Cowboys and going to miss this game against Green Bay. Where does Dallas turn on offense now with your top weapon gone for a couple of weeks, specifically against the Packers?
So, obviously, they made the trade for George Pickens, and he's talented enough that you would think, all right, you should be able to step in and keep momentum going. One of the reasons they went and got him is because in years past, when CeeDee gets taken out of a game, which is not frequent, but defenses will sometimes neutralize him, and when that happens or he gets injured, that offense falls apart, and they're not able to really threaten the same sort of way. Pickens is supposed to mitigate some of that. George Pickens has had, going back to Pittsburgh, issues with body language, effort. Does he get taken out of games too easily because he gets frustrated with certain things? If he's getting bracketed by a safety, is that going to make him, reduce his effort a little bit because he's thinking, ball's not coming to me anyway? Last year, George Pickens was about as efficient, when you look at the metrics, last year he was about as efficient as CeeDee Lamb was against single coverage. Mm. When they were double covered, it was not even close. CeeDee continued to produce at basically the same rate, single covered or double covered. George Pickens just collapsed. In fact, Jalen Tolbert last year, who has been a disappointment here as a third-round pick, when he was double covered, the target passer rating on him was 120, which is double what it was on George Pickens. George Pickens' passer rating when he's double covered last year was 70, which is not good enough. Yeah. So there's a question about, all right, these 4 weeks may determine if you're getting paid, because you were told you're going to play on the final year of your deal. We'll revisit this later, but this might be where we determine if you're worth paying. They've run the ball somewhat effectively to this point. They may lean into some of that. But I wouldn't be surprised if they finally have Jaden Blue, their Texas running back, who hasn't been active a single game this year, if he's active this week, because he can do some stuff in the slot. He can play running back. He's more dynamic. And right now you need dynamic playmakers, because I don't know if they feel like the chemistry between Dak and Pickens is there enough yet to be like, yeah, that's our one, and we don't care what you throw at us. We're going to be able to operate.
Man, I love those takes. Yeah, I totally agree with you, Bobby. I think that if like Cleveland did, obviously great defense over there and with the Browns, but if you can try to slow the game down or like make, you know, just or speed it up, I guess, where it's like clocks running, run the ball effectively, you know, move the ball, you know, somewhat effectively, keep that offense off the field. That might be a recipe for this Cowboys team. Obviously, they've shown they can score points. Like they have a good offense. But you're just not going to want to be playing from a spot from behind against this Packers team. Like if they have to drop back and pass it 50 times, that's going to be a problem for this Cowboys offense. And then, I mean, what's a probably best recipe for them? Maybe they just get to the 40-yard line and kick field goals every time. And just see how many points they can get.
All they got to do is get 5 yards on the new touchback rule.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, yeah. Like that was my segue to say Brandon Aubrey's a dog, and he's been exceptional. How do you feel about, like, since, you know, obviously special teams was my job, like how do you feel about the special teams for your Dallas Cowboys? Is there any advantage on that side of the ball? Obviously with Brandon Aubrey on the field, he's a weapon. How does the rest of the special teams look there in Dallas?
So Aubrey, yeah, absolutely. He's fantastic. In fact, we were marveling this week. If all Brandon Aubrey that was on his career ledger was 50-yard field goals, 50-yard plus.
Yeah.
His field goal percentage from 50 plus would be the most accurate field goal kicker of all time.
Damn.
If that was all
yeah.
he had kicked.
Wow. Yeah.
That's insane. He's only missed two, hasn't he? I mean, he's
a monster. And one of them was like a 70-yarder at the end of the half against Carolina, where they're just like, well, let's see what this will do. It was like those Sebastian Janikowski kicks from years ago where they're just like, why not?
Just less drunk. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. It is a case though where they're 32nd in the league in starting field position. They haven't done a good job returning kicks so far this year, and they've got an all pro returner back there in Kevontae Turpin. That should be better. Their special teams penalties are way up. Nick Sorensen, who is their special teams coordinator, was talking about Ryan Flannoy, one of their receivers, who's been expected to contribute a little more on special teams. And he got an illegal block in the back penalty on a punt. And he asked him, he's like, what happened there? And he's like, I got him right. I didn't do anything wrong, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, then Sorensen said, we sat down in the film room on Monday and I looked at it and I said, okay, you absolutely did not get it right. That's 100% a penalty. If you feel you have to do that, go find somebody else to block.
Yeah.
Just don't do that. Don't get us in trouble. So there's a little bit of, I think, frustration with some of the penalties they've experienced on special teams. Obviously, like I said, fielding position hasn't been great so far. So I wonder if, are they still figuring out how to do things with the landing zone and the touchbacks and how much they want to really kind of play with some of that stuff. But they've got a great kicker. I think they really like their punter. I mean, their battery there, that battery of like long snapper Trency, the punter Brian Anger, and their kicker, Brandon Aubrey. It's a really good group. But their actual coverage teams and a team that had Bones Fossil here, one of the more revered special teams coaches in the league, it's a transition period. And I think guys are still kind of figuring some things out.
Bobby Belt, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas here on the Mason Crosby Show. One more question for you here, Bobby. It feels like we haven't really brought this up as much as we should in conversation. Micah Parsons going up against Dallas this week. It's the reunion, I don't know if it's really homecoming because, I mean, no tribute video. I get it, you guys, whatever, like, we're that salty there in Dallas. I can understand, especially after the Luka deal, like, everything in Dallas, like, what are we doing, right? But what's the game plan if you're Dallas now? You've never had to game plan for Micah Parsons. Is this something that you can see him thriving in this environment, or do you think Dallas has a good plan to go up against him?
And we did hear Jerry Jones's comments about, that he's seen other teams, you know, game plan against Micah Parsons. So they should have a good recipe. And then I, made sure that everyone, remembers that Micah Parsons had 12 and a half sacks every time. It was a disruptive force. Yeah.
So. We love you, Jerry. Bobby loves you, Jerry. Sorry.
They weren't very good at it either.
Bobby didn't say any of this.
So I, that's a loaded question.
That's a loaded question.
First, I would say this. I know what Mike has said this week in Green Bay. I know what Jerry said this week in Dallas. Don't believe either of them when they say, oh, it wasn't personal. It was 100% personal for both.
100%.
And it remains personal. I think I would expect Mike is going to rush up the A-gap a lot. He loves doing that. He loves mugging as a linebacker in the A-gap. They've got injuries there. It makes a ton of sense for Mike to try and do that. Quick pressure, be able to get in Dak's face, get him off his spot. That's a big thing for them. Dallas is in a unique position. When Brian Schottenheimer was first hired here, he was hired as an offensive assistant in 2021, Micah's rookie year. And his role as an he's a defensive assistant. His role here was he would work with Dan Quinn and say, all right, we're playing the Chiefs this week. If I was the coach of the Chiefs, here's how I would use their personnel. And he would give him a mock game plan of how he would attack the defense for that personnel that week.
Yep.
It was kind of a cool job. I liked it. It was one that they had Ben McAdoo do at different points. It was a good opportunity to do some different stuff. But so, obviously, it's not the same. But, I mean, Brian Schottenheimer did spend 17 weeks game planning for how do I neutralize Micah Parsons in a mock setting as the other team. So, and I asked him about that this morning. We had him on. I said, does that prep you any better? And he's like, well, you got to remember – everybody's going to use him differently. I was prepping for how did we use him. Green Bay is going to use him differently, so that doesn't – it's not an exact one-to-one. But, yeah, we're used to trying to do some different things with him. I would also say this, and we'll see if this is something he can beat in Green Bay, because this is something he was never able to shake here in Dallas. Big moments, big games, there was a feeling like he would press. Like he wants to make the play so bad that he would turn into hero ball sometimes and he would abandon responsibilities. There would be busts. And it became a narrative around here of like – where is he in these playoff games other than just, man, he's running around with his hair on fire and he kind of loses his discipline a little bit and loses his focus. So as long as that's not a problem, as long as he doesn't think Sunday Night Football back in Dallas, I'm going to be the hero here. If he plays within his game, they're going to have a tough time preventing him from getting three sacks, I would imagine. But that'll be the biggest question to me is how well is he at controlling his emotions being back in that environment?
Yeah, so far it seems like on this this Packers defense, he's been more of a facilitator to get other guys, opportunities. Like Rashawn Gary having a heck of a year. Lucas Van Ness is like high pressure rate, hasn't gotten to the quarterback as much. But when you get those three guys on the field and you can move them in different spots, I mean, Van Ness can go inside as well as Micah. It really, it's going to be hard to defend against. I mean, it's rare to have three guys like that.
Have you guys had him for long enough to get the social media craze of fans posting all the screenshots of Micah getting held that aren't getting called?
Hey, you guys are going to get a sick offensive lineman with that 28th, 30-second pick next year.
It's going to be great. I can't.
Yeah, y'all get somebody.
It's going to hit. I promise.
No, every time he rushes the passer, yeah, I'm like, guy's arms around his neck. He's getting held. Like, what's going on?
That's going to be a consistent thing. He does not get holding calls for some reason, but he gets held almost every other play.
Yeah, yeah. Bobby, thank you so much for
popping on
today. Anything you want to plug on the way out?
No, you guys can follow me on game day if you like for any updates from the stadium at Bobby Belt TX, and looking forward to a good game. Hopefully it's not too painful.
All right, Bobby. Thank you so
appreciate
much.
Appreciate you, Bobby.
Have a good one, my man. There he is, Bobby Belt, 105.3 The Fan, Odyssey in Dallas, joining us here on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. I don't know, Mason. I hate like back-to-back weeks of guys just being like, "Well, you're gonna kill us." Like that's like what basically the mindset felt like for both Eye on the Enemies now.
Yeah, I agree. I was a little more like nervous last week just because of the Browns' defense. I felt like they had a path to be, at least keep it close, which they did, and Packers had a chance to win. Cowboys, I don't know how they're going to like keep it close. With how inefficient like their defense is, their offense is sputtered here. They couldn't do much against the Bears, so I just don't know how they're going to go into a scoring matchup with how good this Packers defense is if the Packers can get a lead and just jump out to a fast start.
It is a Football Friday here at the Fan. We'll continue on with some Packers conversation all throughout the day here with the Mason Crosby Show. Steve Sparky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
For, of course, as well, from 2 to 5 at Curly's Waterfront in Pewaukee. I'll be joining at 5:30 over there for the leadoff show as we'll get ready for some Brewers baseball. Big weekend series. We'll touch on it on the other side. It is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.